following is a presentation of the National Award-winning Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio. In this series of special reports, we're looking into a much talked-about community problem, the downtown or center city.
For the past month, WAKY public affairs staffers have researched and interviewed well over 500 citizens in all parts of the community. One of the first questions is obvious. Why not come downtown?
She lives close here, and she doesn't have any way to get here, only when I bring her. And I live way out.
I'll send a bus out here and I'll go downtown.
The answers were pretty much the same from all parts of town. These people live in the West End.
I mean, you can get twice as much in these shopping centers now as you can downtown. The 4th Street's just dead.
Because I work here and it's easier to get to the stores here.
Close to home. See, I have to walk a long way to catch the bus.
Much easier to park.
Some of kids are bus, you know, you just have a certain amount of time to get around from one shopping center to the other.
And I'm on my lunchtime. I don't have much time.
It's for convenience. I live not too far from here.
Yeah, because we live out here. It's closer.
It's just convenience.
Our research indicates that next to travel distance and parking, people are most concerned about crime.
Statistically, it's safer to shop downtown. When you consider the number of people who enter and leave the downtown area in a given 24-hour period, there's less crime downtown than there is anywhere in the city of Louisville.
City Police Chief Colonel John Nevin.
The preceding was a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio. The following is a presentation of the National Award-winning Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio.
The problems of downtown Louisville and what's being done about them. In this series of reports, research by WAKY indicates that while in the past there was a clear-cut feeling for the problems of the center city, there lacked a clear-cut program of things to do about them.
Many of the problems are still here, but in our interviews with various officials, we found a more clear-cut plan of action. In over 500 interviews of citizens, the biggest reason given for not coming downtown is travel distance.
If I didn't work here, I wouldn't come down here.
These interviews were conducted on the east side of the city.
Last week, I went down for one day, the first time in probably 3 years. If I do go to the medical complex in downtown.
Once somebody sees it, they aren't going to want to come down anymore.
It's a lot easier for them to go to some shopping center and drop them off right in front of the store.
Mayor Harvey Sloan says one way to assure a revitalized center city is to make sure people live here.
We're very interested, as you know, and have long sought to get residential development on the riverfront. People that acquired the Sealback and the Waterson hotels are interested in converting those into residential developments. The Kentucky Towers continuing. Of course, one of the exciting developments has been the Weisinger building on 3rd and Broadway that is absolutely full.
Our research indicates other projects are in the making, all designed to bring inner city residents back. If you have questions regarding housing in the center city, call the mayor's action line.
The preceding was a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio. The following is a presentation of the National Award-winning Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio.
In researching the problems of downtown Louisville and the future for the center city, as urban planners prefer to call it, you've got to deal with the heart of downtown, the shopping district. In research for this series, WAKY interviewed every operator of a commercial establishment with frontage on the River City Mall.
And one thing stands out. Whatever problems as far as retail trade that there have been, they appear to have bottomed out. And those businessmen on the mall are very confident.
Well, we've been downtown for about 15 years.
And you're still happy with business here and you expect to be here indefinitely?
Sure.
What's a big city without a downtown? You need a downtown to attract tourists, business.
I had trouble, but never once have I had to call the police.
We expect to remain. We have high hope for it.
Well, I put my money where my mouth is, and we bought this building. Of course, we have 4.5 more years to pay on it, so I think it's a good investment.
There are presently 162 storefronts on the River City Mall. 7.5% of the stores are now vacant. Over 6% of the existing merchants are planning to move or close.
But Doug Nunn of the Urban Study Center points out that retailing is not the mainstay of downtown.
Retailing has never been the major element in the downtown economy. Measured against the financial and the government and the communications and entertainment entertainment and hotel elements of the downtown economy, it's relatively small.
Research by WAKY indicates the biggest problem for the downtown or center city today is lack of housing.
The preceding was a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio. The following is a presentation of the National Award-winning Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio.
In conducting research for this special series of reports on downtown Louisville in all parts of town, WAKY finds a lot of people with the same reason for staying away.
Well, I'm scared to death because of the crime rate, because you just don't know what's going to happen when you go between buildings from street to street and walking down the alleys, especially, you know, at dusk or right around 6 or 7 o'clock when it's starting to get dark now, early.
For the answer to that one, we went to City Police Chief Colonel John Nevin.
If you look at the crime based on population, it's extremely high because very few people actually live in what we consider to be the downtown area. When you consider the number of people who enter and leave the downtown area in a given 24-hour period, there's less crime downtown than there is anywhere in the city of Louisville. As a policeman, I really feel like the downtown area is to an extent, almost over-policed. But we have walking men assigned to very small beats in the downtown area, plus scooter patrols that overlap the walking beats, plus car patrols that overlap them all. So I really think the fear of crime is a fear more than it's a reality.
So an unusually high crime rate in downtown or the center city is more of a myth than anything else. WAKY's research for this series of reports indicates the fear of crime was the third most mentioned reason for staying away. The number two reason is traffic and parking. The number one problem is travel distance. Interviews with over 500 people have been conducted in all parts of the Metroplex.
The preceding was a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio. The following is a presentation of the National Award-winning Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio.
Over the years, downtown Louisville, if you will, has been referred to in various terms. The most recent being a campaign to refer to downtown as uptown, denoting a more positive image. Probably the most accurate term is center city. This is the term used by planners, developers, and most officials. This is Doug Nunn of the Urban Studies Center talking about Louisville's center city.
It's perhaps in bad shape, but it's not in as bad shape as most people believe.
Charles Hurd of the Chamber of Commerce says our problems are not at all unique.
I think we have to sort of think of our problems, though, in the larger context of what's happening to cities all over the country.
Doug Nunn dispels a common misconception of what constitutes a successful center city.
Most people equate retail conditions downtown to retail stores as the measure of downtown success. That's simply not so.
Research by WAKY for this series of reports shows one of the greatest efforts at the present time is to make the center city a more practical place to live. Mayor Harvey Sloan.
It's also very important that there be residential units and development and living in the center city.
Plans continue underway to develop a residential capability on the riverfront and to turn two former hotels into apartments. Kathy Sloan, the wife of the mayor, is a very active supporter of the center city residency.
You don't even have to have a car because you go downstairs in the morning. If you work downtown, you walk to your office, and you can walk most places that you want to go.
For information about housing in the center city, call the City Hall Action Line.
The preceding was a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio. The following is a presentation of the National Award-winning Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio.
In talking about the present problems of downtown Louisville, it might be wise to go back 25 years, when the downtown or center city was the hub of most community activity. This is no longer the case. So what's the biggest problem? Well, people now shop where they live.
The major gap in the downtown mix right now is housing. It needs to be installed everywhere in the downtown area.
That's Doug Nunn of the Urban Studies Center. What's being done about getting more residents?
We're very interested, as you know, and have long sought to get residential development on the riverfront. We feel that the people that acquired the Sealback and the Waterson hotels are interested in converting those into residential developments. And we look forward to the Kentucky Towers continuing. Of course, one of the exciting developments has been the Weisinger building on 3rd and Broadway that is absolutely full.
That, of course, is Mayor Harvey Sloan. Here again is Doug Nunn now with an example of a future Louisville.
If you could envision, take the Kentucky Towers, that if on all four corners right there at 5th and Walnut, there were towers on all four corners, then you would have an apartment neighborhood similar to Wacker Drive in Chicago or Park Avenue in New York.
Anyone wanting information about housing possibilities in the Center City can obtain that information by calling the mayor's action line.
The preceding was a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio. The following is a presentation of the national award-winning Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio.
In conducting research for this series of reports on downtown Louisville, WAKY public affairs staffers interviewed over 500 people in all parts of the Metroplex. We heard a lot of this.
Have better parking, you know. The parking prices are outrageous as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, parking is a problem. The man in charge knows it.
Parking continues to be one of our major problems.
We heard about parking again.
I don't know how they could do it, though. If you find some place to get some parking down here.
And still again.
I think, first of all, you need to get more parking areas for the cars to have the people come down.
So, Mr. Mayor, what's being done?
We're in the process in city-county government of building parking facilities that would be predominantly for customers along on either side of 6th Street by Market. We hope that there will be a parking facility near the medical complex to help people who are going to the hospitals, and we're planning to develop that.
What about the really hard question? What about free parking?
Once you get into it, it's awfully difficult to pull out of it. And I know Stewart specifically has been considering this, and we would like to work with them on that. But that, I think, is a commitment that they're going to have to make and feel comfortable with. And I would hope if one major retail store did this, others would follow.
The preceding was a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio. The following is a presentation of the national award-winning Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio.
In this day and age, anywhere you have people, you have this.
The sound of traffic in the city, cars, trucks, buses, and cabs. And in conducting research for this series of reports on the downtown or center city and its problems, WAKY public affairs staffers talked with over 500 citizens.
The worst problem in downtown is the traffic. There's always streets torn up.
The traffic book stops with traffic engineer Don O'Bannon.
Downtown Louisville street reconstruction has now been completed. It took about 8 years to do it, but in most cases, all of the streets that were in fact reconstructed with new utilities, etc., are widened where necessary. And I would say that since we've gotten through this hurdle, and it was a monumental problem coordinating all this, that I feel the traffic is actually moving rather reasonably free in our core city that hasn't occurred in 8 years.
O'Bannon does caution that there will be problems in the area of the new convention center and the Hyatt Regency Hotel.
Well, I would be most happy to make available maps to anyone that is interested in the grid system in downtown Louisville. However, I want to point out that Louisville is blessed with a relatively good alternate grid system, well spaced, in other words. The east-west streets are 450 feet apart, and north-south streets vary. But compared to other cities, Indianapolis, Washington, etc., Louisville's street system is excellent compared to other cities.
If you'd like to take Mr. O'Bannon up on the offer of maps, contact the Traffic Engineering Department at City Hall.
The preceding was a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio. The following is a presentation of the national award-winning Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio.
In conducting research for this special series of reports on downtown Louisville or the Center City, one thing that WAKY public affairs staffers heard a lot about in over 500 interviews was parking.
Parking has to be the biggest problem, whether it's availability of parking or cost of parking.
That's Wilson Wyatt, Jr. of Louisville Central Area.
I suppose the biggest need is parking area, free parking.
I'd like 4th Street put back in. I'd like some free parking down here.
Parking problem is one that has to be satisfied, I believe, by a more expansive public transit system. We have to come up with a way to build parking to get people easily into the retail core and at the same time not pollute the air.
In my opinion, I should clean up these pornography joints and have better parking, you know. The parking prices are outrageous as far as I'm concerned.
Mayor Sloan is very much aware of that particular problem.
I have met with some of the managers and owners of the retail stores in the Center City and asked them to consider free parking for their clients for a period of time. This is something that they're a little bit hesitant to get into because once you get into it, it's awfully difficult to pull out of it. And I would hope if one major retail store did this, others would follow.
The preceding was a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio. The following is a presentation of the national award-winning Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio.
Well, I kind of like to come down here, you know. I don't see too much wrong with it.
Well, give me a minute. I've been on 4th Street and the mall for about 14, 15 years. And what I see that interrupted with business was when they made it a mall.
Two things are certain about downtown Louisville. The old days are gone, and as they say, you ain't seen nothing yet.
We're talking about a major new retail office complex with a lot of public space in it, parks, recreation, things to do, places to eat, places to shop, more places to work, and we're even pushing very hard for residential.
That was Wilson Wyatt, Jr. of Louisville Central Area.
I certainly feel that both commercial development as well as residential living in the Center City is very, very important.
Mayor Harvey Sloan.
The idea of living downtown will be getting a lot of attention in the coming months. Plans are being made for residential units on the riverfront, and two former hotels will eventually house permanent residents. Here's Kathy Sloan, the wife of Louisville's mayor.
I think we have to rehabilitate old neighborhoods in the city in order to sustain the Center City, as well as look towards some new kinds of apartments and residential living in the Center City. It can't really be alive unless there are people there 24 hours a day.
But it's on a 24-hour basis. There's a big part of that 24-hour spread that isn't filled in, and that's what you got to have full-time residents. We need housing desperately in all parts of the Center City.
Talking with Ms. Sloan there is Doug Nunn of the Urban Studies Center. The officials WAKY has talked to for this series maintain that if you have the Center City residential capability, the people will take advantage of it.
The preceding was a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio. The following is a presentation of the national award-winning Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio.
In putting this special series of reports together, we talked with over 200 merchants. Most agree that the problems of downtown Louisville have bottomed out. This is Joe Corradino of Schimpler Corradino Associates, a firm involved in engineering and planning.
The only problem with downtown right now is some loss of momentum.
And Doug Nunn of the Urban Studies Center says...
But it's not in as bad shape as most people believe.
Our research indicates from the start that the high crime problem is more fiction than fact. Wilson Wyatt, Jr. of Louisville Central Area says...
This is an overblown problem. Completely out of, it's not a real problem. It's one that's perceived.
And here's what you get from City Police Chief Colonel John Nevin.
I really think the fear of crime is a fear more than it's a reality. I don't think the facts back up the fear. Statistically, it's safer to shop downtown.
WAKY talked with over 500 of you from all parts of town.
I think, first of all, you need to get more parking areas for the cars, and also to get some stores in of the national stores in the downtown area, so they have a variety of places to shop at also.
There are attractions in the downtown if there are places to shop, and this is what's so exciting about the plans to develop the Galleria on one or two blocks on either side of the mall. If there are places for people really to come, then they're going to come, and I think the minimal charge of parking is not going to be something that they're going to is going to prevent them from coming to the center city.
That was Mayor Harvey Sloan.
I don't think we have a lot to moan and groan about. I think we have a lot to do.
And LCA's Wilson Wyatt Jr.
We're pushing very hard now to build a major first-class retail center downtown.
See that the committee gets more stores down here.
This is something we're working on now very hard. It's our number one project.
The preceding was a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio. The following is a presentation of the National Award-winning Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio.
In researching this series of special reports on downtown Louisville, WAKY came up with a number of things that stand out.
Local officials have a very strong interest in building a base of permanent residence for the center city.
The problems for downtown aren't over, but the worst seems to have passed.
Over the nearly 200 merchants interviewed for this series, the vast majority expressed optimism about downtown, and all but 6% plan to stay.
Excessively high crime rates are talked about a lot, but they're more fiction than fact as far as downtown is concerned.
You can expect to see increasing numbers of tourists in the center city. That was assured with the new convention center and the Hyatt Regency.
Well, that's a very good starting point. I think that the tourist and the office focus is a very vital role for the downtown, the center city to play.
Joe Corradino of a local engineering and planning firm on Uptown and the tourist.
First of all, I'm glad you're calling it Uptown instead of Downtown. I think that name has connotations that Uptown doesn't.
Mayor Harvey Sloan.
I think conventions are very important. They bring a clientele and group of people to Louisville that wouldn't come otherwise, and therefore they're going to patronize some of our stores in the Uptown area.
The preceding was a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio.